Bev, any strange occurrences around the country with these electronic voting machines?
Yeah, the strangest occurrence around the country is voting without auditing. Are we insane?
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Think about this. Why are we taking voting, doing no auditing, and running off without the slightest clue what's in these machines and pronouncing winners? I have been calling for 2 weeks now for candidates not to concede and to do an audit. And I would guess I would say the same to the media. You have no clue what's in the machines. In fact, last Friday and going on through this weekend, we uncovered the most massive security hole in the history of the United States, where literally anybody can walk right through, dial in, and gain control of the central server in 1,000 counties in the United States from overseas. We reported it to the FBI and to the local police and called on all county officials to disconnect their voters. Did they do it? No. They left themselves wide open. Why? Because the vendor assured them it was okay. So what we need to do next is audit. And in that regard, blackboxvoting.org has just launched the most massive freedom of information action in the history of the United States. At 8:30 tonight, Pacific time, we blanketed the country, 3,000 counties and individual townships, with the first in a series of freedom of information requests to force transparency into the system and to get into the insides of the machines by examining their audit logs.
Do you think you'll be successful, Bev? Will they give you the information you need?
They have to give us the information by law. We got the first kind of dry run trial of this when we subpoenaed, or we did subpoena, we did a public record request in King County, Washington on the election held 6 weeks ago. Lo and behold, when we looked at the audit log, we found a three-hour gap that had been deleted. Now, if you want to know the significance of that, think of the Nixon tapes and an 18-minute gap. For all we know, he was talking about his dog, but what was on the 18 minutes? In this case, it was 3 hours that is missing from the audit log. Now, an audit log is like the black box in an airplane. It automatically generates a record of who enters the program. We would probably want to know who's getting into the program. 3 hours were missing between 9:52 at night and 1:31 the next morning, deleted, manually deleted. So here's the thing. With these kinds of records, which we, by law, are entitled to, we can find out a whole lot about what the machines were really doing. And I guess I'd have to say you ain't seen nothing yet. We are going, if we can't have transparency in our system, then we will have to force it by using the Freedom of Information Act.
Bev, can you safely say at this time that you believe that there's been some tampering with some of these electronic voting boxes?
Yes. The evidence that we have from the King County logs from 6 weeks ago is absolutely consistent with tampering. We had specific malfunctions in the modems, which are consistent with people dialing in and holding on the line to do whatever they're doing. Then we had a system where the computer crashed and then came back up again, and it's in the particular program, it would be exactly what you would do to tamper with the votes, because when you crash it and open it, you can open more permissions when you get back in, so you can do more things. And we have 3 hours, which was manually deleted from the audit log. The security hole that we found this weekend, and it was, as I say, it was severe enough that we went immediately to the FBI, was really so massive and so easily found, it turned out. I hadn't gone looking for how to remote access a voting machine specifically, but I can tell you it took less than an hour. And it was so massive that I can't imagine that people have not exploited it.
Pollster John Zogby thought that Florida was going to go to John Kerry some 300,000 votes later. It was obvious that George Bush got that state.
It's not obvious. What we have a question of is, did the machines really trump the exit polls or not? You see, you have exit polls say one thing. The machines don't match the exit poll.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is correct? We have to find out which one is correct.
How long will that take, Bev?
Unfortunately, it depends on if the counties drag their feet or if they respond promptly. There will be certain low levels of auditing over the next 10 days, but the strongest auditing will come when they supply the records. Some counties have been notorious for dragging their feet and trying to drag it out to January, things like they've already notified us, oh, well, we can't possibly give you anything until January. We'll be busy. You know, if that's what they do, then I think the taxpayers in those counties need to hold them accountable. So what we've done to help nudge county officials to cooperate is we will be posting their responses. In most states, they must at least respond and tell us when we'll get the record very quickly. We will be posting their responses live on blackboxvoting.org under the state and the county, everywhere in the United States, and any county official who is dragging his feet about coming up with audit records, I think, should be publicly excoriated by his taxpayers.
What'd you find in Ohio? Anything?
It's everywhere. I mean, you have a situation where you've got, it's not just in one state. You know, it's literally a situation where we've got voting without auditing,
faith-based voting. It's all over the place.
We have absolutely no idea what happened, and there's no transparency in the system, and we're supposed to just say, okay, we trust it, and go away like good little boys and girls. And we're saying, America, we have permission to say no to this. We have permission to just say no and say we will look at how the machines counted our vote, and then we'll decide whether the machines were accurate or not. We've never done that. It's time to do it.